You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
On this Friday, the 19th of January, talking at Brewers baseball today and pinch hitting for Brewers reporter Adam McKelvey, our very own Richard Justice. Richard, a pleasure as always to have you aboard. We appreciate you, like I said, filling in today. And a couple of topics to get to. The Brewers signing a couple of guys with big league experience to minor league deals. We'll get your take on those signings and which of the three guys may have the best shot at cracking the big league rotation here in 2018. Taylor Youngman, their 2011 first-round pick, after such a promising start to his career, released a couple of days ago. We'll get your take on that. And we'll also see if there's other areas that you'd like to see the Brew Crew address before spring training. But, Richard, want to start here. Some potentially encouraging news for the Brewers and their fans. Jimmy Nelson, who was definitely the team's ace in 2017, but had that shoulder surgery earlier this offseason. It cost him about a half dozen starts at the end of last year. But reportedly, he is way ahead of schedule in his rehab from that shoulder surgery. So the million-dollar question, is it safe for Brewers fans to get their hopes up a little bit that he could be back sooner rather than later?
Well, I think it's okay to get your hopes up that he will be productive at some point this season. And it's a big deal. Look, this is the number one guy. Jimmy Nelson and Chase Anderson took big steps forward last year. And while you can say, okay, I can see it building with those guys behind him, I mean, your number one guy is your number one guy. So he said, we will know more when I really start a throwing program. And you know, knowing the Brewers, knowing David Stearns and Craig Counsell, they're going to be conservative. But so I would say the best you can read out of this, the tea leaves you should read out of this, is that Jimmy Nelson is going to contribute at some point in the season. And in a best-case scenario, in the first half of the season, it's a day-by-day thing. Does that change the fact that the Brewers – you know, probably are still shopping for a pitcher? No, it doesn't. But it does make the depth on that staff significantly more impressive.
Yeah, it certainly does. And you mentioned that the Brewers may not be done trying to fortify that starting rotation. But as we all know, they did go out and sign their former ace, Giovanni Gallardo. They brought in Jolys Chacin, who had a pretty good season in 2017 with the Padres. So despite having those two guys on board, you still think they might look to bring in somebody else?
Yeah, and, you know, Junior Guerrero is having an outstanding winter in the Venezuelan Winter League and has been told, hey, you're going to get a chance to compete. This is the most frequent cliche you've ever heard. You don't have enough pitching. A couple of years ago, the Dodgers had, I think, 10 veteran starters in camp, and we all ran around, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And they had nine, I think, and they needed 10 in April. So the way the Brewers are going to line up, you know, Anderson, Davies, Chacin, Brent Suter, the kid, the lefty from Harvard, was really good last year. Gallardo is a guy that feels at home there. He's back to where he started and where he had a lot of success, and Guerrero. So, yeah, they have a lot of guys that could compete. And I don't know how Brewers fans feel, probably the same way I feel. I really trust David, their general manager, David Stearns, on his talent evaluation. He's the guy that saw something in Eric Thames nobody else saw. Yeah. And they have a great farm system. So we'll see. You know, the thing is, though, that they think big in Milwaukee in that they think, okay, we got to stay in front of the Cardinals. We want to still close the gap on the Cubs. What else do we need to do? And their owner, Mark Antanasio, has always been aggressive in spending. It's clear, obviously, that in the guys we're talking about, Darvish, Arrieta, Lance Lynn, and Alex Cobb, they haven't gotten to a price point that they're comfortable with. But if they had a chance to get one of those guys, and, you know, the longer we go, the more we close in on spring training, I think the wider the field gets for a guy like that. So stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned indeed. That is the theme of this very slow-moving 2018 offseason, that's for sure. And like you said, it's easy to put trust in a guy like David Stearns, who had such a great hand in building that juggernaut in Houston before he came over to the Brewers to inherit that GM job. And, of course, you know, again, you can never have too much pitching. It's a cliche, but it's so true. the attrition, the war of attrition that goes on during a 162-game season and beyond. If you're good enough to make the postseason, you can never, ever have enough pitching, that is for sure. We'll see what develops there. Richard, shifting gears here, the Brewers have taken some flyers on a couple of guys, three guys actually, for signing them to minor league deals. Christian Bethencourt, Ernesto Friere, and G-Mon Choi have all had significant time at the big league level. They've all done some good things. So of those three, which one do you see is the most likely to get some time at the big league level in 2018?
You know, it's really interesting, Matt, in that at one time, these were all high-ceiling prospects. Yeah. I mean, there was a time you could call the Atlanta Braves and ask about Christian Bethencourt and be told, get out of here, where he's untouchable. Ernesto Friere, you know, had 37 saves for the Angels in 2013. He was with three organizations last year. And Choi is a no-risk signing if he, you know, comes in and competes for a job. I just, knowing pitchers and the way I do, I just think Friere has still got something left in the tank. And we'll see. You know, he really bounced around last year, really struggled. But he's a guy that throws hard. He's had success with a couple of franchises. So we'll see. You know, in a perfect world, Christian Bethencourt will find it. You know, when guys have talent, it's easy to give up on them, but when they keep working at it, you know, you just never know. We've seen it time and again. But my money would be on Friere because he won't be counted on to pitch the ninth inning. He can get one of those, you know, one out here, one out there, as they try to get the ball into the hands of Corey Knebel.
Yeah, that's such an important thing that, you know, he does have that closing experience, but they've got a lockdown closer in Knebel, as you said. So if you slot him into a middle relief role, he can get his mojo back, get his confidence back, and start to rediscover his winning ways from not all that long ago when, like you said, he was closing in on 40 saves, nailing down the ninth inning for that Angels team. So we'll see. My money would be on him, too, to be the biggest contributor of those three at the big league level in 2018. And, Richard, on the topic of guys that have talent but sometimes cannot quite put it all together, that brings us to Taylor Youngman. This was a guy, first-round draft pick back in 2011, very high ceiling, and he came out of the gate like gangbusters. His first foray into the big leagues, a sub-3 ERA, but then it all really fell apart, and to that end, the Brewers have released him just a couple of days ago. So I guess I'll ask you, having been around the game for so long and seeing guys that flame out rather unexpectedly, is there a lesson to be learned from a guy that, you know, looked at one time so promising and looked to be a sure thing, and next thing you know, they're out of a job? Is there a grand lesson to be learned here, or is it kind of a case-by-case scenario?
It's a reminder that the game is hard, that most guys don't make it, and it's also a reminder that you got to watch guys. I mean, Taylor always had a kind of a cross-body delivery, but I think there's two points to make here. He lost his command, and he was never able to get it back. They would send him to Colorado Springs, which is, as you know, not a great place to get your confidence back if you're a pitcher. But he pitched well in the minors last year. It's just that every time he got a chance, he didn't take advantage of it. The other thing is David Stearns and his staff did not draft Taylor. And the best part, if you're a Brewers fan, this is the part you want to hear, they are so loaded in talent. Whatever the talent level is at the major league level, they would tell you we got more talent at the minor league level. The Brewers are set for a good run here. And that's one of the things, you know, one of the reasons they haven't traded for Chris Archer this offseason is because, hey, we can't lose sight of the bigger picture. So while we may be in the market for a free agent pitcher, we're not going to decimate what we've got. We've worked too hard to get it. So I think with another organization, Taylor would keep getting chances. And, you know, they released him so he could go to Japan and pursue his career, but he's now signed with the Giants. Mm-hmm. And I just hope, and I think people think, I know scouts that still believe in the guy, he's going to get out there with Dick Tidrow, Bruce Bochy, an organization that prides itself on knowing and developing and restoring confidence in pitchers. And, you know, be around guys like Bumgarner and Cueto. I mean, Cueto's a good one for him to follow because Cueto's delivery is a little funky too.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be it. But if you're a Brewers fan, you got to be happy in that you say we have so many players that we valued more. Our roster is full, and that's what fans of every team want to say.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a great point. Whereas, you know, most organizations would say, well, let's stick with him. Let's try to work with him through his struggles. The Brewers have the luxury of saying, we can cut bait because we're loaded. And that's not something every team could say. So good for the Brewers on their part. Good for Taylor on his part to latch on against San Francisco when maybe he rediscovers those winning ways that he first had when he broke into the big leagues a couple of years ago. Richard, as we come down the home stretch here, give me one area, maybe two, that you think the Brewers could still address before spring training opens its gates.
I think you could always go for a bullpen arm. But I think if they could go get a starting pitcher that makes sense for them financially, they would do that. But it's pitching, pitching, pitching. When you look at their lineup, you know, you feel pretty good about where they are, about some depth and the players that are going to be competing for jobs in spring training. You know, Matt, I don't know that they're going to finish in front of the Cardinals and the Cubs, but I know the mentality of those guys. I know the mentality of the owner and the general manager and the manager, and I know some of those guys on that club, and I think they're in a great spot as a franchise.
It's easy to forget now, but at the All-Star break last year, they had, what was it, a 5.5-game lead in the Central, is that right?
Yeah, and in spring training, they were the only ones that knew they were good. I still remember Mark Antanasio telling the club, you know, while none of us believed, he'd tell the players one day, don't screw this up. We got a good thing here. And the Brewers marketing people were saying, could we maybe do a T-shirt campaign on that? And they didn't do that. But it told you that they like where they are, and they believe in the direction that they're going.
As they should. It came down to the next to last day, game 161, before they were officially eliminated from wild card contention, and maybe they're that dark horse team in 2018 that can really surprise some people and put some heat on the Cubs and the Cardinals and the NL Central. That's going to be a really fun race. Richard Justice, our thanks to you for filling in today. Always a pleasure to talk, and we will do it again soon, I'm sure. In the meantime, it's Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Milwaukee Brewers.